The management of New York's Monopoly Utility Corporation, Con Edison, is meeting with union leaders and members today after a five-day lockout when contract negotiations broke down. Union workers have been picketing the utility's headquarters every day since, furious about threats to pensions, benefits, and sick days. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
At this moment, Con Edison management is meeting with union workers locked out of their jobs and cut off from their health care after contract discussions collapsed on July 1st. For 5 days, 8,500 Con Edison workers have been out of work during a city heatwave. John Meller is the spokesperson for Local 1-2 of the Utility Workers Union of America and says it's hard to determine what the fight is about.
Con Ed never bargained in good faith. And then after we stayed at the table past the expiration of the contract and our strike deadline, they kicked us out of negotiations. So we'll find out today. Today, we're resuming talks with the company, and we'll see what happens. Basically, the company said that we have to adopt the new business model in America and give up our defined pension. It's an $8 billion pension that our members pay into. It's held by Con Ed. And, you know, they want to get their hands on it and throw all the people into a 401k type program. From Con Ed's own presentation, they show that a hypothetical person with 30 years on the job who retired under the current pension plan would receive about $2,000 a month for a lifetime of service, whereas that same person, after a 30-year career, would receive $800 per month. So we asked them if there was an economic rationale for this proposal, and they said no. It was just part of the new business model. You must remember that our men and women do very dangerous jobs. Hundreds of them qualify for the Zadroga Act for responding to the attack of September 11th, 2001, and ironically, and it's not lost on us, restoring power to lower Manhattan and especially the stock market, you know, after we were attacked, and now they're suffering those illnesses. And our men and women on the job contract asbestosis from the conditions under which they work. They have PCBs, elevated lead levels, and basically the company's actions over the past few days show their total disregard for human life and human dignity.
When Con Edison locked out union workers, they announced 5,000 managers would do their jobs instead. One manager was injured Wednesday in a manhole explosion in West Harlem and his face burned. He's the second manager hurt since the lockout. The other was burned in a substation fire in Bensonhurst. Meller said Con Edison also cancelled workers' health care insurance.
As in the pension, Con Ed is self-insured. They cancelled the health care for our 8,500 men and women on Tuesday. We believe that may or may not be an illegal action. The fact of the matter is, as I said, we never really negotiated because we met bad faith at the bargaining table, and none of these items have really been negotiated. Negotiation implies a give and take. They just want to take. The Con Ed, first of all, has a monopoly in the city of New York and Westchester County. Secondly, has this phantom army supposedly keeping the lights on. You know, our men and women had a spotless safety record for the previous 24 months. In 3 days, two people have been burned, and somebody's died of a heart attack. They're endangering the lives of the public and the people they serve. All our people want is a fair contract and to return to work.
We rang Con Edison twice for comment on this story, but their spokesman, Alan Dury, did not return our call before broadcast. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.